as well as the capacity for manual input. In no particular order, here are some basic cooking options that you should be aware of. Using the manual setting. This is by far the most common and typically what much of your cooking will default to. The manual setting is called as such because after pressing this button, you will be able to manually set the pressure and cooking time of your pot. Rather than using pre-programmed settings, when this button is pressed, you can dictate exactly how long you would like heat and pressure applied to your food. If you need to cook chicken for 45 minutes, for example, you can set your pot for 45 minutes. But then, if you need to turn around and cook some veggies for 15 minutes, you can manually set your cooking time for that additional time as well. You will see this manual option being used quite a lot in this book, and it will be discussed further. But for now, all you need to know is that when you press manual, it takes the Instant Pot off of its factory setting and allows you to decide just how long you would like to cook your food, ranging anywhere from 0 to 120 minutes. This feature is very convenient for cooking food on the fly and can be used to decrease and increase temperature at will. Using the poultry setting. This setting is ideal for cooking chicken quickly and yet retaining its juicy flavor. It works to deeply cook the chicken layer by layer. And if you have any kind of marinade inside your Instant Pot, the poultry setting will allow you to bake those seasonings right into your chicken. If you have any kind of poultry that needs to be cooked but you don't know for how long, you can always default to the poultry setting. Using the saute setting. This setting is used with the lid off the pot, allowing you to essentially turn your Instant Pot into a frying pan, letting you brown meat, cook eggs, or whatever else it is you would do with a simple pan on the stove. Without an Instant Pot on hand, if you needed to stir fry some veggies or cook some bacon, you would have to fry it right up in the pan until it sizzles on your stove's burner. The saute feature helps your Instant Pot flawlessly mimic those standard stovetop features. Unlike other pressure cookers that make you have to saute veggies and other ingredients in a separate pan, you can do it all from the convenience of your pot. This feature is another clear example of the sheer versatility of the Instant Pot. Using the slow cook setting. I told you the Instant Pot could do anything. Just like it can emulate a frying pan with its saute feature, with a simple push of a button, your Instant Pot can become a slow cooker, cooking up recipes just like an old-fashioned crock pot would. So, if you have a bunch of old slow cook recipes, you don't have to pull out your cranky old slow cooker. Just select slow cook as an option on your Instant Pot. Just hit the slow cooker button and use your adjust button to set the desired temperature. And slow cooking with an Instant Pot couldn't be easier. Using adjust. As mentioned above, hitting the adjust button allows you to adjust the temperature of your Instant Pot. Hitting this button while your meat is being cooked under the poultry setting, for example, will allow you to temporarily bypass the pre-programmed setting and allow you to brown your food in real time according to your own adjustments. This feature allows you to make on-the-spot accommodations. Hitting this button under the saute setting, for example, will allow the food to simmer for an extended period if need be. Not all recipes are the same, and sometimes we need to make adjustments. This fantastic feature allows you to make those adjustments with ease. Using pressure setting. This feature is rather self-explanatory, and pushing the button marked pressure, as you may have imagined, will allow you to increase or decrease the pressure of the unit. Most recipes typically default to high pressure more often than not. But we will alternate between both low and high pressure at different points throughout this book. Having said that, please take note of where your pressure button is on your Instant Pot and get ready to make use of it. The Instant Pot makes switching between varying degrees of pressure easier than ever. Just select the desired pressure settings and you will be more than happy with the result. Using cancel. Hitting the Keep Warm Cancel button turns off your Instant Pot and cancels whatever it was that you were having it do. Many times in this book, you will hear this button being referenced as simply the Cancel button. This button is pressed when the cooker needs to be reset and turned off and allows the food to cool. No matter how far along you are in the cooking process, the Cancel button allows you to reset the cooker. Upon hitting Cancel, a residual, low heat will be maintained in order to keep the food at minimum warmth, allowing your food to cool down without becoming ice cold. Regardless of what you may be cooking, this is a useful feature to have around. Along with keeping the food warm, I tend to use the Keep Warm Cancel button as my personal panic button. It is reassuring to know that if I feel that something is getting cooked for too long, with the press of this one simple button, I can cancel the whole operation. Cooking methods and attachments. Now that we have some of the more crucial features explained, let's go a little bit more in depth on the different cooking methods that can be used with the Instant Pot. There are multiple ways you can approach cooking with this device. The most basic approach is to simply throw your ingredients right in the pot. It's important to note, however, that you should only fill your pot 2/3 of the way full. Otherwise, if the pot gets filled up too high, you might end up with it overflowing. Or even worse, you could accidentally block your steam valve. The default method of simply filling up the empty pot works well for many recipes. But some will require you to use additional attachments, such as the steam basket, which helps to keep food from coming into contact with the very